5.
Well, man, it has been forever since I have done one of these podcasts. Hi, my name is Timothy, and it is April 7th, 2020, and I am amazed at how fast time has flown. A lot of things has happened with me. I have been involved with journalism. I've been involved with building skills for the Echo devices. I've been involved in a whole bunch of tech-related stuff, growing closer with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, recording new music, getting involved with a new distribution team. Man, things have really been absolutely amazing. Let me tell you, with God, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. I don't care what anybody tells you. Absolutely nothing is impossible when you serve the God of the Bible. And you know what I find to be absolutely amazing? What I find to be absolutely amazing is that even though we're all quarantined, oh yeah, it's 2020. You know, a new thing has to happen. Well, this year, everybody's quarantined. It is April 7th, 2020 at,
Alexa, what time is
it? 107 in the morning. We're all quarantined here. And you know what, though? The thing that I find incredible, even though we're all quarantined, God is still at work. God is still moving. And I am thoroughly impressed at how much I've been able to grow in my faith and in my walk with Him. I would like to take a minute to share with you all a new song. One thing that I have been doing with this coronavirus pandemic, I have been writing and recording new songs. And it has been absolutely amazing to be able to just pick up the guitar and play a song. Pick up the guitar, write a song. Pick up the guitar and record a song. You know, the one thing to think about, those of us who are involved in leading, those of us who are involved in singing, those of us who are involved in helping people connect with their Lord and Savior through song, we need to speak from the heart. We need to come together. And we need to tell the world, look, you are searching for an answer in a vaccine. You are searching for an answer in doctors. You are searching for an answer in government. You are searching for an answer in the world. Worldly wisdom. You are looking in the wrong place. Your answer is found in Jesus Christ. Many people don't want to hear that. But the truth is the truth no matter how you mold it, no matter how you shape it. People are looking for truth. They're looking for wisdom. They're looking for joy to be restored into their lives again. And they're looking in every place they can think of other than Jesus Christ. My friend, the truth of the matter is we do have hope. If we stand firm in the love that Jesus Christ has lavished upon us, I believe we'll make it through this. We might be quarantined inside of our homes, but you know something my pastor said? He said, we need to see the gospel go viral. We need to see the gospel go viral. And he's right. He is absolutely right. We do need to see the gospel go viral. And music-making communities can help make that happen. We're talking about millions upon millions of people who are looking for hope any other place than Jesus Christ. And yet Jesus said, come unto me, all those who are heavy laden with burdens, and I will give you rest. Do you want rest? Take hope. Take hope. Jesus Christ is coming soon, and you can share that with your non-believing friends. If you're a non-believer and you're listening to this right now, I hope something is stirring in your soul. Dear friend, stop searching. Begin your rest. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Are you ready to meet him? And friend, if you should die tomorrow or tonight, do you know where you'd spend eternity? Put your trust in Jesus Christ and take hope.
Take hope, my Lord and my Savior is coming soon. Take hope, my Lord and my Savior is coming soon. Coming to take his bride home, gathered on the clouds to be with him. Take hope, Jesus coming soon. Take hope. Oh, yes, take hope. He is coming one day to take us home. A skeptic wondering why for thousands of years we've had this hope. Well, it is because Jesus loves us so. Take hope, Jesus Christ is coming soon. The one coming for his bride, and we will be ready, ready to meet our groom. Take hope, Jesus is coming, coming soon, coming soon to take us home. Take hope. You might be quarantined inside of your home. You might not know what will come tomorrow. You might not know any of this, but if you know the Lord, it ought to be okay. Take Jesus Christ is coming soon, take hope. Jesus is coming for his bride, take hope. We are the bride, waiting take hope. Jesus Christ is coming soon, coming to take us home. Take hope, take hope.
Folks, I've got one more thing to say, and that'll be the end of this podcast, this time around.
Hey Google, what time is it?
And to give you an idea, it is 1:20, so you can do the math to see how long I've been recording and editing and all that. But here's my final thing, and I want to speak to all of you. If you are fearing what is going to come next, think on this. If this pandemic is causing all of this pandemonium, think of how crazy it will be when the rapture of the church takes place. To the non-believer, listen, dear friend. You don't know if tonight your soul will be required of you. Don't delay. I want to make a personal invitation and ask you all if you are right with the Lord. And if you're not, find somebody who can get you literature. Contact me if you have to. I don't mind. Contact me. My email address is timothyclarkmusic@me.com. That is timothyclarkmusic@me.com. Get in touch. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to help you out in this new journey that you're looking to take. I've never been more sure of this. I really feel like Jesus Christ, his return, I really feel like it's just around the corner. And if it's not, it's closer today than it was yesterday. Dear friend, listen. You might be looking for hope in every single thing other than Jesus Christ. But friend, hope. Find your hope in Jesus. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, my name is Timothy, thanking you for joining us for this edition of the Worship Matters podcast. Have a great night, and if you've liked this recording, please do let me know that you've heard it, and leave a voice message. I'd love to hear from you. That would immensely encourage me to make another episode, and your call will be featured. Wouldn't that be awesome? And again, if you want to get in touch with me, off of Anchor, my email address is timothyclarkmusic@me.com. My name is Timothy, telling you all, take hope. Find that hope in Jesus Christ, for he is our living hope.